Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Bruce, what's this with you and jazz? What's the beef with you and jazz music?
Hey everybody, Patrick here. Happy holidays to all. I hope everyone had a great Christmas time for those of you who celebrate. And Kwanzaa, anything else like that. Hope everyone had a good one last week. If you're listening to this episode as it is released, it is December 30th, 2025. 2 days left in the year. And I want to remind everybody that coming up next week is our big 2025 best of. That's right. Get some submissions from everyone, and very glad and happy for those who have already submitted your 2025 picks. Remember, you can have an album, a song, and then one album you discovered that came out in 2025 that you didn't know about when it originally came out. If you discovered it on a year-end list or by listening to somebody else's recommendations on this podcast, even, who knows? Anywhere you can get something like that is great. So please get in your picks. We're going to start the countdown on Monday, January 5th. But anytime during that week, if you haven't gotten them in and you could, that would be great. So sometime by January 11th, we'd love to have everybody's picks in for 2025. And we'll spend the majority of January going over those 2025 picks from everybody. So hopefully that'll be a lot of fun and we'll get a lot of picks in. Looking forward to that very much. So, in the spirit of Best of 2025, I thought I'd take a little time just to peruse a few of the publications I read that cover jazz music. I thought it'd be interesting to go over some of the best jazz albums from 2025. I know we occasionally will get one in the 2025 picks, but it certainly is not dominated by jazz in any way. And neither is our podcast, although we do mention it at times. I'm a jazz fan, and I like to keep up as much as I can with new jazz music, contemporary jazz. I don't do nearly enough research and work and listening on that front, but I do try to keep abreast of these things that are happening. So I went to four different publications that I think are reliable for jazz coverage, starting out, of course, with Downbeat Magazine, the Bible of jazz. It has been for a long time. I also like Jazz Times. It's a very good website and publication. Also went to The Guardian, because I read that and support The Guardian. And The New York Times. Somebody was able to publish a list of The New York Times top 10. I don't subscribe to The New York Times currently, but the list looks really good. And I'm very happy that somebody posted it on Reddit. So let's begin with Downbeat. They chose the following albums in their five-star category for 2025. Anthony Braxton, doing the album Trillium X. Anthony Braxton, the longtime avant-garde composer, producer, and scene maker in jazz. John Batiste did Big Money. Mulatu Astake actually had an album come out this year. Mulatu Plays Mulatu. He has got to be getting up there in his 70s or 80s. He is now 82 years old and put out an album this year. In 2025, his first one this year. And Mulatu Plays Mulatu supposedly harkens back to a lot of his classic work that he did in the 60s and 70s in, of course, a pioneer of Ethiopian music and crossover to Ethiopian and jazz, Ethio-jazz, I guess some call it. And David Torn, another album called Peace Upon You. The Three Coens and the WDR Big Band doing Interaction, and the Westerlies with Paradise. And finally, one I'd like to highlight, James Brandon Lewis is a musician who I'm familiar with because he made a record with the band Mesthetics from Washington, D.C. And that's a band I've seen a couple times and love very much. And saw him not too long ago with Tim Hoffman, listener Tim Hoffman, and Jim Linehan. And we enjoyed that very, very much. And he put out an album this year called Abstraction is Deliverance. Let's listen to a little bit of a track from that record right now. Okay, that was the track Even the Sparrow from James Brandon Lewis and his quartet. Lovely stuff there. Melodic, haunting, and sort of, I don't know, I get a feeling of like honey dripping down. I don't know why. Maybe it's myself listening to that song. Here are some selections from the Jazz Times. Anthony Wilson Nonette doing House of the Singing Blossoms. That is one I downloaded and haven't listened to yet, but I'm really looking forward to it because I like that title very much. Mark Turner doing Reflections on the Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man. Greg Bellisci doing Slow Crawl, performing the music of Tim Byrne. Myra Melford doing Splash. Rez Abbasi Acoustic Quintet, Sound Remains. Chad Taylor Quintet doing an album called Smoke Shifter. I listened to a little bit of that and really liked it, so I downloaded that one. Marcus Gilmore, Journey to the New, live at the Village Vanguard. Mark that, put a finger on it. We're going to come back to that one. And finally, Carl Allen doing Tippin'. I also would like to mention an album the Jazz Times highlighted by Linda May Han Oh. It's called Strange Heavens. This is what the Jazz Times had to say about that record. O's recent efforts have involved a fuller lineup, typically with piano or guitar or saxophone. She plays the bass, by the way, I should say at this point. Or strings. Strange Heavens brings O and Ambrose Akinmurci back into the trio space they explored on the bassist's 2009 debut entry, this time with Tyshawn Sorey on drums. O's writing for the group is varied, at times hard to classify. Work Song has free elements but a tightly wound rhythmic design, bringing to mind one of the bass's celebrated forebearers, Jerry Allen, whose Skin serves as a penultimate track. The send-off is Melba Liston's somewhat Mingusian ballad, Just Waiting, a song that Liston herself arranged and conducted for brass on Milt Jackson's 1963 3 Riverside date for someone I love. Let's give a little bit of a listen to Work Song. Right, there we go. I like the tension in that song very, very much. Looking forward to exploring that full album as well. Let's move now to The Guardian. They also chose Linda May Han Oh's Strange Heaven. So that's always high praise when two publications choose that album at the end of the year. Although I was surprised that there was very little crossover, really. Only about 2 or 3 records appeared on multiple lists. The Tom Smith Big Band doing A Year in the Life. Artemis doing Arboresque, Jacob Bro doing Taking Turns, which I believe features a couple of legendary jazz musicians, saxophonist Lee Konitz, and Bill Frisell also appears on that record, I do believe. Let's see, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant doing Oh Snap, Joshua Redman, Words Fall Short, Mary Halvertson, About Ghosts, and the Michael Wolny Trio doing Living Ghosts. Got high praise. And I want to highlight a record by a group called Ahmed. It's actually, I believe they write their name in Arabic, but it is the word Ahmed. And they have put out an album called Sama'a. And I'll read what The Guardian had to say. Keyboardist Pat Thomas has been an idiomatically diverse, creative maverick in UK jazz and improv for over 3 decades. And this 2-album set features Ahmed's stormily percussive, sonically abstract work, dedicated to sometime Art Blakey and Thelonious Monk bassist Ahmed Abdul Malik, a pioneering merger of jazz and Middle Eastern music. Saxophonist Seymour Wright, an awesome inheritor of the methods of Albert Eiler and Evan Parker, and bassist Joel Grip often entwine raw multiphonics with melodious bowed sounds, while Thomas sometimes Cecil Taylor-esque chording and drummer Anton Gerbal's racing up-tempo patterns rock between boiling free jazz squalls and rattling folk dances on a session of fearless but infectiously compelling free jazz. Let's dip into it right now. All right, there we are with the track Isma'a, or Listen, I believe that's how that's translated. I love that. That is right up my alley. It reminds me of when I first started listening to free jazz and understanding a little bit more how abstraction and freeness can work within a structure, even though that sounds contradictory. If you find Ornette Coleman's free jazz album and you start to listen to it, little things start to emerge, little sections start to become clear, and the whole thing may still seem like a blur. But once you get that, then you can start to understand how that works, which I really, really liked. So Ahmed, definitely going to be one that I will be spinning. And finally, let's go to the New York Times and run down their list. Marshall Allen's Ghost Horizons, their Live in Philadelphia album. Marshall Allen, of course, played with Sun Ra, Joe Farnsworth, The Big Room, the Chicago Underground Duo. I've heard many good things about them and definitely want to check out some of their work. Brandy Younger doing Gadabout Season, the Billy Hart Quartet doing Just. This is one I had heard some of and really liked. It's by Kasa Overall, and the album is called Cream, which is really an acronym that stands for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. The Trio of Bloom, their self-titled release. Jacob Garchik, Ye Old Two, At the End of Time. Amenia Claudine Myers doing Solace of the Mind. And then finally, we come to Marcus Gilmore, Journey to the New, live at the Village Vanguard. This one is not on streaming, though I did find it on Bandcamp. Marcus Gilmore is also known as Drummer Slams. This is a double LP recorded on July 26th and July 27th, 2024, but released this year. It features the collective. Marcus Gilmore on drums and percussion, Morgan Geerin on EWI, David Virlis on piano, Emmanuel Michael on guitar, Rashawn Carter on double bass, and Bernice Travis on electric bass and sound design. Give this one a listen if you can. I'm going to play a little bit of a track called Interlude 1 as we go out, and you'll hear both the gentle and the melodic in this track, but also with a pulse back there from Marcus Gilmore, Drummer Slams, and I hope you like it. So there you go, folks. That is a little primer on the best jazz albums of 2025. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you find something to listen to. With that, we will sign off with a little Marcus Gilmore, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
which is really an anacronym.